L and M. And I've already told you that Steiner says the consonants describe in a way the energies of the world, of the outer surrounding systems. And later on he was teaching a lot about the eurythmic figures and how it, and I do a lot, how you find it in the body. But in the very beginning, 1912, when he taught eurythmy to Lori Meyer-Smith for the very first time, he described all consonants as phenomena of nature. And in the L, I must just look something up. Genau. Great. And if you want, we can experiment a little bit with the L and M now, and the invitation is that's different. Because the L, if you work with the vowels, I do them. Yeah? I create the streaming together. I go out and I care for that it touches me here. And through me watching it, something comes into existence. And the other word is just there. And we just try to make contact with it by feeling similar processes in us. Yeah? So we are not, if you read these texts, the temptation is you think, I do what I read there. I find the L in the mountains, in the water, and everywhere is the L. And then I'm just, yeah, I disappear in there. But that's not wrong. You do everything right. The only thing what you should have in mind is you only can feel it because it happens in yourself. And we have only to make us aware that we produce it in a way in ourselves, or we just have them in ourselves, and through this we find them out there. Okay, let's try a few things about the L and the M. And now it's very important that you realize that you do not have to do it perfectly. Huh? You can do studies weeks and months or over longer periods of time to go deeper and deeper into these forces and how do they relate to this part of the body of fat and what do they do in my digestion. But it's about touching it. Yeah? And these worlds are so happy to respond to our attempts. Yeah, that's all what is needed, starting a dialogue. You are allowed to be shy. And when you do the L, again, just start at yourself. And then remember, the U stands behind it. And so reactivate the U in your body and notice the U makes me standing. And then let go and dive into another word. Spread your arms out. Yeah? As if you could touch the surface of the earth. And now practice to let go in your body, let the arms follow, everything becomes soft. But by becoming soft, you gather strength. And then use your legs, the power of your thighs to bring these energies up. And they fill your heart. And then the heart can transform it. And from there it becomes a different energy. And then out of darkness comes light. I enter a world of light. And just practice a little bit to move between those two worlds. The world of darkness. the world of light. One last time like this, just feel I enter an inner world. But there's force, strength. And I awaken into another world. And then let go. And for a moment be aware that, yes, the one was down, the other one was up, but I have both in me. Make a step. Okay, darkness, light. You can also have birth and death, not in a brutal way, but if you are a plant and then you are spread out, but in the autumn or after a while, or your seeds, they just, everything sinks down. Only the seeds survive. Yeah? And then they recollect their forces. And out of this, something else comes about, which in the heart gives birth to what's there, coming out, growth, and then slowly disappearing again. And here you arrive. And here it needs another letting go. Yeah, now I let go. I give up. But I come back. And again I arrive, and a new impulse comes. Yes, I unfold. Get old. Stillness, letting go. Collecting this energy. And again, now in the heart, stillness. And let go. And now just have the feeling, okay. You can also do it very briefly, just to a third aspect. We do it more, because that's also important. If we start again here, now you feel more, it's a three-dimensional space. You've become a ball, yeah? And this three-dimensional space comes back to your center. And up here, use your hands, use your finger. It's a two-dimensional space, yeah? Three-dimensional space, roots. Yeah, in all directions. And the plant lives in a two-dimensional space. The light forces create two-dimensional spaces, leaves. Last time, okay, that's how you can practice L, for example. Also, examples for how to practice L. And please be aware that the legs are not stiff. When you do what we did, the whole body moves. Yeah? And now we were busy with the L in ourselves. And I suggest to not forget this. When now you have the imagination of you use your hands and there is are clouds out there, and you feel how under the clouds the air streams up, and then the cloud forms, and then after a while the cloud disappears again. Yeah, it sinks down again. But there are new currents carrying water up there, it's becoming colder, and then at a certain height the water condenses and this cloud comes about. Yeah, and then you do it again. And then you let go. And my invitation was that when you did it there, you also experienced it, what we did, a little bit in yourself. That when you do this, you know, that's, I can feel it because it's happening in me. Or use one hand and have the imagination of there's a water, nice warm water, maybe in a river, and you dive the hands in there. And you love this water and you bring it up. And then slowly you turn your hands and let the water rinse down again. And then the water has gone, and then you feel that the hands become cold, because the wind touches the hands. And then you go in the water again. Yeah, you feel the resistance, and you bring energy to lift your hands, to bring the, you must carry it up. You see it. Yeah, and it's, you notice it's difficult to hold it in my hands, so I let it go. Yeah, so out of free will, yeah, if you go anywhere, I can also pour you out. And again. And now, I'm not too aware that you do it inwardly, but just have it down there, out there. But it's what you have just experienced in yourself. And then let go. And when you have done this, how does the space around yourself feel now? And now we have done it in our fantasy. And I invite you also to do it in true nature, that you are out there. And you play with the clouds as if you could dive with your L into their L, because it's their L which takes place in you as your L. Yeah? And then, and that's in a way a discovery of the last weeks I made, it changes how you perceive your surrounding. And the invitation is to have this liveliness, or this filledness of this, to take it along. And you know, I'm practicing, pay attention to your ideas, think about what is essential on the thinking level, be aware that you do it on the feeling level, and also that this thinking, the value system, it has a lot to do with your will system. Look into that. Yeah, you are busy with it. I try to do it. It's impossible to achieve all this what we have spoken about, but it's my theme. And do it being encompassed by this enlivened surroundings. Enlivened because you have practiced this a little bit and you can recollect how it felt, and enlivened because you play with it. And again, feel it's there. With the, and that was the L. And it's pretty to, you can read it on the page where the replays are. What Steiner said, it's pretty close to how Steiner suggested to practice it. And with the M, is that the M is like being in something, or more exactly, moving in something. So you be there, and then you walk, and you feel you move in something. And the example is that you feel the air through which you move. Or maybe water, yeah, the resistance of water, yeah, when you do this. Or just warmth. You walk and feel the warmth around you. It's not 0 degrees centigrade around you. It's, depending on where you are, more probably, yeah? And then arrive again and breathe. And again, try not to feel your own energy when you move. We can do it maybe a few steps that you imagine you are standing in water, hip high perhaps, then it's really an effort to walk quicker, and then walk and notice how much effort it is to come forward. Yeah, if you even try to jump, because just walking is so hard, so you even try to get a little bit out of the water normally, but you stay in the water and you really push yourself through this. Yeah. But as I understand it, you can do this for a while, but he says try to feel moving in something. So do not feel the effort of your muscles, but extend your perceptiveness to an imagination of there is something. And you need this effort, but try to perceive the water next to you. Try to feel the warmth around you, and you move in it. Yeah? So you feel it on your skin. Yeah. Try to feel the air passing your arms. But it's the surface. It's just something is walking there. So you can use your hands, and now we are more close to the traditional way of doing the M, that you have the M down here, and you slowly push your hands backwards, and this stream makes you moving back. And then you turn your hands, and now it's again, the way is not the arms push you, but the arms create a stream, and the stream brings you along. And you do it again backwards. So the legs follow what they feel happening around them. And when the L was being in something, so being surrounded by this energy, the M is moving, yeah? Walking and feeling surrounded by the energy of the end. You are walking through them something. And the invitation is that you recall a few times a day this feeling of the L around you, of the M in which you move, in which you move. And one example he gave, even that the M, to experience that it is in something, that you should only to stand here and you only bend the hands. And Steiner once, in his very first lessons to a 17-year-old young woman, that you feel something happening moving up here, above your head, he says. So you are here, you can start creating a movement, and this movement affects what's happening above your head. And then you turn your hands, you bend them slowly down, and this brings something down here. Yeah, you can read it up. It's pretty nice how he puts it. And this can make you aware, I am in something, and when I move in something, and this something also moves. We do, to finish, we do the L two times in whatever way, so this collecting energy, formative forces, expanding forces. We experience it out there in the mountains. There's rock, hard rock, But there's surfaces on the mountain, there's snow on top of it, there's sunshine around it. And there's water, creating canyons, and there are caves, and there And on the other side, yes, cows and birds are flying, sailing along, and finding currents which bring them up because there are these mountains. Descending the water and air currents along the mountains which have to rise in order to pass them, and clouds on top because of that. And then let go, feel it around yourself, and move a little bit, having it around yourself. It's there, just stand there. And move backward a little bit, just feel this feeling of the currents. Backwards and forwards, and it takes you along. And the last time backwards. And then let go. And feel this M in nature, where the air pushes a cloud somewhere. And maybe a wind is blowing leaves along. And a stronger wind is bending a tree. And somebody is putting wooden sticks that the tree does not fall but stays upright and lifts the tree up again. And then children play, and one child pushes the other one gently. Yes. And in nature there are maybe, the glaciers slowly come down from the mountains, 2 meters per year. And then let go and have these impressions around yourself. And try, when you do a few steps, or if you stand, having these impressions alive. How close is this? How far away is this sensation? Leave it open. Sit down, relax. How do you feel now? Pay attention to your ideas, thoughts. Think only significant thoughts. Gradually learn to separate the essential from the unessential, the eternal from the transient, the truth from the mere opinion. How is the surrounding listening? When listening to the speech of fellow human beings, try to become truly silent inwardly and refrain from all consent, especially all derogatory judgments, criticism or rejection. Also in thoughts and in feelings. This is the so-called right opinion.